President Trump lands in Britain and immediately torches Europe for killing itself with immigration. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 26, 2025. Immigration is killing Europe, warned U.S. President Donald Trump as he arrived in northern Britain for a four-day visit to Scotland. President Donald Trump touched down at Glasgow Prestwick Airport in Scotland on Friday evening and briefly delivered on-camera remarks before traveling to his Turnberry Golf Resort, in which he warned of Europe despoiling its natural beauty with wind turbines and destroying itself with mass migration. While he kicked off with wind energy, President Trump has objected to green energy products marring the natural beauty of his ancestral Scotland for many years. His most strident comments of the huddle were on open borders, as he warned of an existential threat to the continent. President Trump said, "You better get your act together or you're not going to have a Europe anymore. You've got to get your act together. You're allowing it to happen to your countries. And you've got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe." Urging European leaders to shut it down, Trump boasted of America's own recent achievements in border control, noting last month we had nobody entering our country, nobody. In all, President Trump said, immigration is killing Europe, and wind turbines are killing the beauty of your countries. On other business, Trump also made remarks anticipating meetings with European leaders who are due to beat a path to Scotland in the coming days. Among them are British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and European Union Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen. The United States and United Kingdom have already struck a trade deal, and President Trump lauded Starmer for that, saying their meeting would be more celebratory than practical. As for von der Leyen, Trump said a deal would be important, but it is far from certain. He said, "With the European Union, I think we have a good 50-50 chance. That's a lot. That would be the biggest deal of them all if we make it." President Trump is mixing business and pleasure in the coming days, combining those meetings with personal visits to his Turnberry and Aberdeen golf courses. His last visit to Scotland was met with protests. The country tends to lean quite heavily left, and this trip appears to be no different. As noted by the BBC, his arrival on Friday was met by a group of women writing "Free Palestine" in the sand on a beach near the Turnberry golf course. An activist told the broadcaster they believed the writing would be visible from the president's aircraft as he passed overhead.